I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. So as I'm doom scrolling this morning, as I normally do, I always do that, I see some of the responses that go on my Facebook page, some of the topics that I talk about. I try to be very, very, I don't lean either way when I put commentary on the stories I place on my Facebook page, because I just want people to read them, because they're just things that I read and I think they're kind of interesting, so I throw them up on the board, and I'm sure people think there's some sort of agenda behind it. No, it's just that I see something. I think it's interesting. I want you to see it. And that was the point. That's the whole point of the thing. So there have been a number of, ever since what happened in Baltimore with the bridge, there have been at least two other accidents with boats. And I put them up, you know, just as a, look at this, you know, look at the coincidence. Look at, you know, and some people, they get all skeptical. They say, well, you know, some guy wrote, he says, oh, this show used to be cool until you got into all these stupid conspiracy theories and everything. And I'm like thinking, you know, there's no conspiracy theory on this program. And the idea that, you know, everything's a conspiracy. When somebody says, well, Clyde, you think everything's a conspiracy. I don't. Okay. That's not the point. Not everything is a conspiracy, but there are conspiracies. Okay. There are conspiracies. There are cover-ups. And so I asked the guy to clarify what he meant. And he says, well, you're making it sound like all these boats hitting bridges is intentional. I says, no, I'm really not. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, okay, if you say so, they may be intentional. So what gets me thinking about how I know that for most skeptics of the so-called conspiracy, the conspiracy theory or idea of conspiracy is a hard sell for a lot of skeptics, because you can't convince them the things that are bad, some of the bad things that happen in the world are deliberate. They don't want to even think for 1 minute that perhaps that boat slammed into the bridge in Baltimore and it was deliberate. They don't want to think that, okay? So, but there are things in the world that are deliberate. And there are things that, after the fact, can be exploited. Governments latch onto them. They make them political. They get exploited. They become a several-day operation on a news channel. That's the thing. They want to focus on a certain thing because they want you to think a certain way about it. And so when I talk about the exploitation of disasters like what happened in Ohio, or just go down the list of the disasters we have and what happens. Politicians sometimes show up and take advantage of the situation. You got Buttigieg who tries to make light of the situation. All this stuff ends up being exploited by disaster capitalists. And so you have to want it. Look at Maui, for example. I mean, look at all the disaster capitalists that converged on Maui after the fire. And I've said it many times in the past. I think it bears repeating. I think, once again, if you want to understand why world events happen the way they do, you have to understand the goals and influence of global institutions. You have to understand what the globalist agenda is. You have to accept the fact that these people in these globalist institutions, the ones that we don't elect, they create most of the national and international disasters you and I have to deal with on a regular basis. And oftentimes they create these disasters deliberately. I know that's hard to understand. I know it's hard to swallow. But they do. I mean, look, I want to make it clear. Not all disasters are deliberate. Okay? They're not. But timing is certainly everything. Timing certainly seems to be daunting, and knowing about the timing is half the battle. So sometimes when you go to my Facebook page and I put timing is everything, it's because either we talked about it like 2 or 3 days before it happened, or weeks before it happened, or months before it happened. And so I know there are plenty of skeptics out there that think all geopolitics and crisis events are random or a product of bureaucratic stupidity. And for the most part, you're wrong. Okay? It's just, if there's money to be made or suffering to be made or to have, it'll be deliberate. It's like FDR said, if it happens in government, it's planned that way. They have no idea. The people who say, it's all random, they don't know what they're talking about because they're basing their conclusions on assumptions rather than facts and research. Isn't it funny how when the Baltimore boat or the Baltimore barge or the dolly hit that bridge in Maryland, when they hit that bridge, they immediately told you that there was no foul play. They immediately told you this wasn't a terrorist attack. And then they turn around and they say it's going to take 2 years to analyze what really happened from the black box on that boat. So they immediately give you a story that says nothing sinister or foul play, nothing to see here. But they go and they try to find that black box. And when they do, they say, well, we're not going to be able to analyze it. It's going to take us 2 years to come up with the idea of why this happened. And tell me that when you hear that, you don't think, sounds like a cover-up to me. You know? That's why I say, people who say, well, you know, it wasn't intentional, you don't know what you're talking about. Because they have to do an investigation, and there's a good reason why the whole world has gone crazy all at once. I mean, the primary purpose of the globalists is to erase national borders, to homogenize all countries, to homogenize cultures. They want them under one economic and governmental system. And if they have to throw some shocks to the people, I mean, and they've talked about how they could do false flags. I mean, Northwoods, Operation Northwoods, false flags, things like that. This is what they do on numerous occasions. This is what they plan on in numerous occasions. They want to put us in a feeling of shock and awe. They want us to be scared. They want us to be fearful. They want us to face death. And they use death as a cudgel. And then as they do something, they want you to look the other way and say, you know, and then they got their useful idiots saying, you people don't have lives if you're sitting there saying that this was something that happened, blah, 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 blah. No, we do have lives, but we have questions. And for those who are skeptical, it's anathema to ask questions and press the government and the bureaucrats on what the hell is going on. I mean, a lot of disasters happening, and like I say, they're not all deliberate, but a lot of them appear to be deliberate. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.